This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1205. 10 Simple Strategies for Kicking Out the Blues, Part 1, by Victoria Vargas with RowdyKittens.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Saturday, welcome to one of the only podcasts in the world where blogs are narrated to you for free, I simply read them to you, with permission from the authors. It's an award-winning podcast thanks to you, and I'm going to keep this intro nice and short for the weekend, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. 10 Simple Strategies for Kicking Out the Blues, Part 1, by Victoria Vargas with RowdyKittens.com. There's a lot of bad news out there these days, and so many of us seem to be struggling under additional stress and worry. No matter how sunny a disposition we may normally have, sometimes life beats us up a bit and we get the blues. They say that happiness is a choice, but the reality is that we can't always control how we feel. However, we can control how we respond to those feelings. Wallowing in the blues, no matter how seemingly justifiable, tends to become self-perpetuating, and we can easily sink into a lower and lower state of unhappiness. When the blues start hitting because the world is coming on too strong, I found that a little concerted effort on my part is usually enough to help me turn the corner and get moving back into a better space. Number one, know your happy place. I always grin when I think of the little starfish on the side of the dentist's aquarium in Finding Nemo, trying to comfort himself by yelling out his mantra, happy place, happy place. Identifying your happy place is a great starting point for kicking out the blues. Is there one place where you feel you are your best self? At home, curled up in your squashy chair with a book? Hiking on a trail in the forest? At your drawing table, absorbed in sketching? Lost in the aisles of your local library? Having a good chat with your partner or best friend? In your kitchen, cooking up a big pot of soup? Reading an adventure story to a special child in your life, or playing with your pup in the neighborhood dog park? Know what your happy place is and find a way to spend some time there. It's sure to help lift your spirits. Number two, make a list of your favorite things. Take out a piece of paper and quickly jot down a list of your favorite things. I call this my joy list. For me, that includes things like my lover's laugh, the burble of a coffee maker, my cat's purr, riding my bike, sharing a meal with friends, reading a good book, cyclamens, a cute plant with a bloom that looks like a surprise butterfly, bird's nests, small houses, camping, a crackling fire, and the smell of the desert in the rain, among others. Write down at least 10 things that bring you joy. 20 is better. When life is coming on too strong and it seems that only the bad stuff is getting your attention, spend a few minutes really focusing on each of the items on your list. Imagine the feelings, smells, and sounds of your favorite things. Everything that makes that moment or thing resonate for you. The better you visualize it, the more powerful it will be. Even better, see if you can spend some time doing or experiencing some of the things on your list. If you're feeling really creative, make a visual reminder of your joy list. Clip some images from magazines, cull some pictures from your photo album, or take some new pics with a camera and create a little collage of happy images. Whenever you're down, just looking at them is sure to bring a smile to your lips. When I first saw Tammy's collection of small images on her About page, I thought how wonderful it was to see these glimpses into what makes Tammy's heart sing. Take hers as inspiration for what you can create for yourself. You can line the images up in little boxes using a graphic or Photoshop type program, or a free form better suits you, print them or cut them out and glue them down on a piece of scrap cardboard or poster board. I started culling images for my own collage, which I've named Happies. Number three, write it down. Writing down what's bothering us when we're in a funk is a great way to let some of it go. Getting it out of our head and down on paper seems to clear it from our need to keep revisiting it mentally over and over again. Write it down and let it go for now. The worries will keep, and your mind and heart need a little space to remember what's wonderful in your life and in the world. If you have a journal or notebook you keep your thoughts in, that's great, use it. If not, take out a piece of paper and write it down or type it into a document on your computer. For me, the physical act of handwriting these things down seems to be more effective. Number 4, be grateful for what's good in your life. A corollary to journaling about what's bothering us once we get the stuff that's making us sad or unhappy down on paper is to then refocus our minds on what we're grateful for in our life and in the world. Make a list of at least 5 to 10 things for which you're grateful. This really does work. Nothing stops unhappy, circular thoughts, what many people who meditate call monkey mind, in their tracks faster than a barrage of happy, grateful thoughts. When we're down in the dumps, this is the time we most need to remind ourselves of what's right in our lives and the world. Number 5, do something kind for someone else. Another great strategy for getting out of a funk is to take the focus off you and do something thoughtful for someone else. It could be as simple as baking some cookies to share with someone, offering to help them when they're in a crunch, or even volunteering at the animal or homeless shelter. Nothing puts life back into perspective quicker than understanding that most of what sends us into a funk is relatively insignificant in the greater scheme of things. Giving to others brings a sense of connectedness and helps us remember that everyone has hard or difficult times. We're all part of the same web of life, and bringing happiness to others is a sure way to also increase your own. Number 6, move your body. Study after study has shown that getting exercise is a powerful strategy for lifting our spirits when we're down. That little shot of endorphins that comes from working out is an amazing lift to our spirits. Yoga, walking, running, lifting weights, biking, swimming, you name it. It will help you clear out your mind, reduce stress and anxiety, and get your heart pumping and soul singing. As they say, just do it. Your soul will thank you. Number 7, spend some time outside. Being outdoors, even if it's just to sit on your stoop and watch the birds for a few minutes while you sip a cup of tea, is a huge lift to an overburdened spirit. If you can take the time for a walk or hike in a natural setting, that's even better. Any time you spend outdoors, regardless of the weather, will help put you right. When I've had a troublesome day, sitting on my little back porch listening to the birds and watching the sun go down always seems to help soothe me and put me back into a better space emotionally. Number 8. Hear that in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled 10 Simple Strategies for Kicking Out the Blues by Victoria Vargas with rowdykittens.com.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'll keep the ending nice and short for this Saturday episode, but I'll just mention really quick, I'm doing a book raffle in 2 days. You just need to be on my weekly newsletter mailing list at oldpodcast.com to be part of it. Now's the time to join. Thank you for being here and listening every day, including the weekends, and I'll be back tomorrow to finish up this post where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.